This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, the Regina Pats and Seattle Thunderbirds drop the puck of the WHL Championship Series presented by Rogers. We'll hear from one of the great stories so far in the WHL playoffs, 16-year-old goaltender Karl Stankowski of the T-Birds. It was a big week in the WHL. We'll have a full recap of the WHL Awards Ceremony and 2017 WHL Bantam Draft held in Calgary. Well, Karl Stankowski's really been a big story so far in the 2017 WHL playoffs, with the Seattle Thunderbirds taking over Game 1 for Ryland Toth, who was not ready to go for Seattle. And all you've done so far, Karl, is, well, go, 12-1 in the postseason and get your team all the way to the WHL Championship. It's been some ride here for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. I'm just taking the opportunity and just making the most of it.
Going back to the start of the playoffs, Steve Konowalchuk comes to you and said, Karl, you're going in here, game one. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I just tried to stick the same approach and just have it puck by puck.
What's been the difference for you? This playoff's really been your coming out party. You've always been a highly touted goaltender when you were a second-round pick in the WHL Bantam Draft out of Calgary, but this has been a big moment for you. How's it been, and how have you been able to adjust to it?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, just great crowds, and the team's played really great in front of me, helping me see the pucks and just keeping the shots outside.
Now, before this playoff run for yourself and the T-Birds, have you had any experience with something like this or near this as you started the postseason?
Yeah, I don't think anything near this. It's been definitely new to me, but I'm really enjoying it.
What would you say has been the greatest moment so far in the playoffs? There's more to come here with your series against Regina here, but if you could pinpoint one or two things so far in the playoffs, Karl, what would it be for you?
There's so many, but I mean, there's nothing like winning, and especially winning a series and with the team. It's an unforgettable moment.
Take me back to the final few minutes in Kelowna back on Sunday. You're up 3-1, but you have to kill off a penalty. And you had to stare down some pretty big opportunities there by the Rockets as they were knocking on the door trying to get back within one. Take me through the final 8-9 minutes here and how you kind of kept it together there.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I know there was a couple penalties there, and you got some good chances. I know Ottenbright had a couple big blocks there to keep it a two-goal game, and I just tried to do my part.
Your story, word is you grew about, 6 inches in your draft year. You're listed right now as about 5'9 or so. But for you to have that growth spurt here in your draft year, and you get drafted in the second round overall there by the T-Birds, what was that like? Take us back to that year.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I just grew so much and had to kind of get adjusted to the height, but it was definitely nice just to get this couple inches.
You're a second-generation WHLer. Your dad played at the Medicinette Tigers there for a season. So how much can dad help you here with, you know, the aspects of the game, both technically and mentally, or does he just kind of let you be?
Yeah. When I was younger, he gave me a lot of tips, and now he kind of gives me a hard time before for having more games than me, but now I can kind of throw that back at him.
Yeah, he played 18. You're up to 21 now in the regular season, and now, 13 in the playoffs. Regina Pats, what do you know about this team? You saw them once way back in October in Regina, so you do have experience playing out there in the prairies here. So what's it going to take here? What's your take on the Pats?
I'm just going to do what I normally do, prepare the same, and just try to help our team win.
Do you know anything about the Pats at all, about who you'll be facing or what kind of run they've had so far?
A skilled team, and they can put the puck in the net.
All right, not if you have anything to say about it, Karl. Hey, appreciate this. What a great story you've been so far in the playoffs here with your 12 victories and right back in the Ed Chynoweth Cup final with the T-Birds for a second straight year. Karl, thanks for this. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to welcome you to the 2017 Western Hockey League Bantam Draft.
The 2017 WHL Bantam Draft, held Thursday in Calgary, drafting the top 2002-born talent across Western Canada and the Western United States. The Prince Albert Raiders held the first overall pick, Director of Scouting Ron Gunville taking to the podium.
With the first overall pick, the Prince Albert Raiders are proud to select from Sherwood Park, Alberta, left defenseman Caden Gooley from OHA Edmonton.
Caden Gooley, the younger brother of WHL defenseman Brandon Gooley, who was also drafted by the Raiders. He was an easy pick.
We noticed him last year playing as an underage with the Sherwood Park team, and then this year, right from the first get-go, you could see he was an elite player, and he just checks all the boxes for us, and we just think he's going to be a great, great player.
The Kootenai Ice, under new ownership with the second overall pick, Director of Scouting, Garnet Kazook.
I'd like to thank Jeff Chenault and the Chenault family for giving me the opportunity a number of years ago back to the Western Hockey League. And at this time also, I would like to welcome Greg Fettis and Matt Cockle. Exciting times moving forward. At this time, we'd like to select with the second overall pick from Wainwright, Alberta, Connor McLennan, POE.
Connor McLennan, a player we featured here on WHL This Week heading into the Bantam Draft. The player, Kazook of the Ice, were excited to get.
Well, Connor McLennan is a very exciting player. He loves to play the game. You can see that in his compete. He loves to score, and I don't know if you had the opportunity to ever see him, but he loves to score. That's his go-to, and when you go watch him play, he scores. He gets excited. He reminds me of some former Western Hockey League players. When they scored, it was an exciting time. He's going to bring a lot of energy to our team, and he's going to bring the compete level up within our team.
Next up, the Vancouver Giants at number 3, Director of Player Personnel, Jason Ripplinger.
The Vancouver Giants are proud to select from Surrey, BC, right center, Justin Sirdoff, Delta Wild.
Justin Sirdoff, a Vancouver area player.
Well, we think he's a very competitive player. He's a 200-foot player. He's got a lot of skill, plays a lot of edge, and really excited to have him.
The Edmonton Oil Kings at number 4, Director of Scouting Jamie Novikoski with the pick.
In honor of the late Bob McGill, we are pleased to select with the 4th overall pick from Airdrie, Alberta, centerman Jake Neighbors of POE.
Novikoski describing what kind of player they are getting in Neighbors.
He's the type of player that brings a lot of intangibles that, we're really happy to add into our lineup. He's going to be a guy that, you can rely on to play, whether you're up a goal or down a goal. He's going to play in all situations. I think the big thing for him from where he started this year to where he is now is just taking immense strides.
And the Saskatoon Blades rounded out the top 5. General Manager Colin Priestner at the podium.
With the 5th overall pick, the Saskatoon Blades are so proud to select from Langley, BC, left defenseman Aiden Delagorjandier of the Yale Hockey Academy.
He just really embodies everything that we were really looking for. We really been looking for that number one left defenseman, that guy who can play all situations, competes extremely hard every shift, rangy, offensive, great first pass, smart, awesome kid. And, we're just so pleased. He had a lot of options, and we're really, really proud that he wants to play his junior hockey career in Saskatoon.
In total, 230 players were selected over 14 rounds, including 126 forwards, 83 defensemen, and 21 goaltenders. Alberta led all provinces with 73 players selected, followed by BC with 62, Saskatchewan with 41 players, and Manitoba with 25. Additionally, 29 American-born players were also selected. A record 13 players were selected from Canadian Sports School Hockey League teams in the first round.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The WHL Awards handed out Wednesday in Calgary in the annual awards ceremony. First up, the Darryl K. Doc Seaman Memorial Trophy for the WHL Scholastic Player of the Year.
The recipient to the 2016-17 WHL Scholastic Player of the Year Award, with a remarkable 4.0 GPA throughout his high school career, is Brian King of the Everett Silvertips.
King, a player we featured on our show last week, he spoke on the award.
My education has always been something I've valued and put a lot of effort into, so it's great to see the league honor players for their academic achievements and along with their athletic achievements in the sport.
It was a big award ceremony for the Regina Pats, the team capturing the WHL's Business Award for the strides they've made under new ownership. Joel Pickering accepted on behalf of the organization.
We did a great job on the ice, but off the ice we worked hard, and I think everybody came together. We have a committed group of owners, obviously, and the staff and volunteers that all get together to put together the game show. It's an honor.
And the Pats would stay on a roll.
And the recipient of the WHL Executive of the Year Award is John Paddock, General Manager of the Regina Pats.
Paddock on claiming the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy.
Incredible honor, and as I said a couple years ago and will repeat today, when your peers are involved in the voting and select you, it can't get any better than that.
The Paddock wasn't done quite yet.
And the recipient of the 2016-17 WHL Coach of the Year is John Paddock, head coach of the Regina Pats.
The recipient of the Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy, Paddock guiding the Pats to a WHL best 52-12-7-1 record.
Justifiably a team award with the other coaches, Dave, Brad, and Robbie. And, you know, good players make coaches be successful.
Next up, a repeat winner.
The recipient of the 2016-17 WHL Humanitarian of the Year Award for a second consecutive year, the captain of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Tyler Wong.
The 21-year-old Wong with his second Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling to be recognized for it, but, you know, I couldn't have done it without the amazing PR staff that we have in Lethbridge that makes it so easy for me, for all the ideas I've dreamed up, to be able to put that forward for me and put all the time and effort in for me and just let me show up and be able to do my job.
Swift Current Broncos forward Alexi Heponiemi, the winner of the Jim Pigott Memorial Trophy for the WHL's Rookie of the Year. This after an 86-point season. He had a video message from Finland.
I need to thank all of my teammates and coaching staff for helping me making this possible along the way. I couldn't have done it without them, and the Broncos organization played a big part too. I got to say thank you to my billets, as well as Brent and Cindy, for making me feel part of their family. Thank you. Kiitos.
Heponiemi's Bronco teammate Tyler Steenbergen won the Brad Horning Trophy for the WHL's most sportsmanlike player after his 51-goal season.
It's unbelievable, and receiving it from Brad himself, it makes it that much more special. And, you know, being the most sportsmanlike player, you know, you want to have as much time on the ice as possible. So taking less penalties, you know, that lets me do that.
Next up, the WHL Defenseman of the Year Award, the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy.
And the recipient of the 2016-17 WHL Defenseman of the Year Award is Ethan Bear of the Seattle Thunderbirds.
I think I kind of just thought about my whole all-around game. I worked about things in my defensive zone, you know, good gap, stick positioning, all the little things Coach Matt Odette has really helped me on and really stressed towards going into this season. And obviously at the start of the year, I obviously thought about my shot and, you know, just getting quick release and getting pucks to the net.
Another repeat winner, Everett Silvertips goaltender Carter Hart as the Dale Wilson Memorial Trophy winner for the WHL Goaltender of the Year.
It's a huge honor, and it just goes to show what kind of organization we have in Everett. They've set a good system up for all of our players, and we have great training staff, great coaches, and great billets too. And it's a top-notch facility, and it really sort of teaches you what it's like to be a pro, and I'm very lucky to play there.
The Four Broncos Memorial Trophy, WHL's Player of the Year, the final award to be handed out.
And the recipient of the 2016-17 WHL Player of the Year Award is forward Sam Steele of the Regina Pats.
It's not possible without every coach I had growing up. It's helped me a lot and made me into the player I am today, and you know, my family as well, and like I said, coaches and teammates this year.
Steele also claimed the Bob Clark Trophy for top scorer. Other award winners included the Victoria Royals for the WHL Scholastic Team of the Year. Referee Brett Iverson won the Allen Paradise Memorial Trophy as the WHL Official of the Year. Congratulations to all the award winners. And that's the show this week. Regina Pats, Seattle Thunderbirds, the WHL Championship Series presented by Rogers should be a good one. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.